Good morning, church. Always such a pleasure to see you all. In the absence of our minister Colin, because he's gone through a heart surgery, recovering well. I saw him last week. So we are taking, we're having visitors and who were at church to lead the services. You would remember last time Charlie did this service. This time, am I too loud? No. So this time I thought, okay, not to trouble you, you just relax, worship the Lord, let Chami does everything. Yeah. That's a blessing though. It's always a pleasure to see you all, so thanks for coming in. And we welcome you warmly in the name of Jesus Christ. We are Carey Baptist Church in Hemel Hempstead. Such a lovely bunch. If you are the first time here, talk to these people, they are amazingly interesting. And they will listen to you as well. And Hi, Ken, please come in. Yeah, so on behalf of Carey Baptist Church, I warmly welcome you all in person and in Zoom. Always it's a pleasure to see and be among God's children and God's day. So let's welcome the Zoomers now. You got a new name, Zoomers. So you got Pat and Norman and Chris, Christine, and teen as well. Ah, Colin, there you are. I'm glad I said all the good things about you. You know that, yeah. So that's our minister, after the heart surgery, doing really well by God's grace. And yeah, and you, the church. So thanks for joining in. And also, before I start, let me thank you all for being here for to worship the Lord, and also the people who had helped to make this happen. It's amazing how people take responsibilities and serving the Lord, contributed this service this morning through music, flowers, technology, sound preparation, documentation, especially those who serve at the background, which we do not see, and also who will be doing coffee at the end. And thank you. So, yeah, we said hello to each other. And let's say hello to the Lord. He's here. That's his promise. Two or three gathered in my name, I'll be among you, he said. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, you're such an amazing, awesome God. And we come to you humbly, Lord, this morning, expecting a lot from you, expecting to hear your voice. You called us the apple of your eye, Lord. You called us your precious children. We might not understand, maybe it's beyond our comprehension that you died for us. We are so precious in your eyes. So thank you, Father, for this amazing opportunity, the blessing. Help us to praise you with hymns and prayers. Help us to feel your presence spiritually and physically as well, Lord. Bless all these brothers and sisters gathered in your name. Bless the children, Lord, that will want to know you more and more. And loving Father, we praise you, we glorify you, we worship you in truth and in spirit. And this beautiful morning, Lord, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with three songs, back to back. Going to praise the Lord. And the music group is going to support us. And yeah, let's do not worry about anything. Let's praise the Lord. It's you and the Lord. And sing your hearts out. As you know, it's not X Factor or anything. Nobody's going to judge you. But the Lord loves your worship. So back to back, we stand and sing. And if you're unable, you can sit halfway through. That's no problem at all. And we're going to start with My Jesus, My Savior.
Oh,
Please be seated. That was awesome. Just imagine, look up in spirit and the Lord is looking down at you, so pleased. And you just, he is a great God to serve. If you think, oh, I'm not doing any positive thing now serving him, don't be disappointed. When you see him face to face, you'll be glad. On March the 3rd, you sang, how great is our God. He's such a good God he is. So let me add my welcome also to who has come later, and thank you for being here. It's a warm welcome, always. And we're going to have the notices. Normally who reads our secretary and other notices, they are not here, unfortunately, they are on holiday. So they are all as per the newsletter, what you have in there. And I'll ask Tamsin to share a few of her notices, and after that we can just carry on. Thank you, Tamsin.
It's just a quick one. If anyone was free to help with toddlers, I'm saying it again. This Friday, the 8th of March, and the following Friday, especially perhaps helping to set up and put away at the end. But just see me, or I'll leave this on the side, and you can sign up if you're able to do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tamsin. And as I said, rest of all the notices in there. And so all age talk, usually we have to get the children involved and all that. We thought, because it's Lent, do something different. This is not my original, I have to admit, though. This was done years ago by one of the previous pastors, Stephen Wood. And we are going to do a bit of activity to remind us that Jesus died for us. Even if we're the only person in this world, he would have done that for you. He's such a good, amazing God. So we got some papers and pens where you were seated. If you don't have, we'll give some. With two marks on it, and thanks, Samson. And this one, they all have. Maybe some of them have, wouldn't have. Yeah. Thanks, Samson. So I'll keep one with you, with me, and the Zoomers. I'm sorry, you'll have to excuse us. I should have told you in advance to get a piece of paper. If you have still time, you may, please. And I'm sure you can see me what we are doing. Anybody who hasn't got, Mila, do you have? Yeah, okay. It's good to take part in this activity. I thank the Lord and Stephen Wood as well. Okay, who hasn't got? Dave, you have? And Tim? It's an interesting activity. You'll be glad what you see at the end. Don't worry, you don't have to write much. You just have to write only your name, so don't worry. Not now, a bit later. No? Okay, great. You got one, Buggy? Oh, yeah. So, you all got a piece of paper, and maybe you got, Millard had put the marks in here, two crosses. If you don't have, you better put now. Have you? So, two crosses on the top. Yeah? I'll wait until Tamsin comes back so she can take part as well. Colin has got here. Has the Zoomers taken part? Oh, don't tell me you left us. Ah, there you are. Ah, Colin, that's great. That's awesome. So you got your two crosses, and turn this way around, please. So the two crosses are below. And wherever Milad has folded that, you write, you leave about 1 inch from top and write your name this along this line. So it's Chami, my name, Chami. So the crosses are down. You have to Pay attention, please. Last time I did it in the church, the children did everything perfectly. Some of the adults were still struggling writing the name. So, you've done? Great. So, then you turn this upside down. I know your name is upside down then, but you got the two crosses on top now. Yeah? Then you fold one part that you can see the crosses still, like a little triangle, that you are able to see the cross, two crosses. And this aligns with that one. Is that clear? So one part, it's become like a kind of half a triangle. I'll give you time, no rush, no, don't worry. God is not in a rush, so why should we? How are you doing, Pat and Norman? Colin, our minister? Can they see me? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, then what you do, then you take this part, which is at the corner of the triangle, fold it back to make it a proper triangle like that. So you still see the two crosses, and you've got a triangle upside down. Is that clear? Yeah, great, yeah, lovely. So you got a triangle upside down. Why don't we make it the correct way around? So you fold it to make it a proper triangle that way. You can still see the crosses. So the triangle is now facing upwards, the proper triangle. And you could see the crosses. Right, so what we do, you hide the crosses, you turn the triangle this way, so you don't see the crosses now. Yeah? Then suddenly you decide, no, I want to see the crosses, so we fold the triangle this way, then you see the crosses. That's the last fold, so don't worry. So do it properly. You're struggling, so... Call me if you need a hand. So Rohama, yeah, exactly. So in half like that. Awesome, yeah. Hey Gary, you left alone then.
No, I'm all right.
Oh no, I'll give you mine. So that was the last fold. Ah, there you are. So you see the little space meeting the triangle here? You just have to tie it. Like that. Tie it all the way down. Where it meets the triangle here, I'll show you. Take it. Tie it down. Are you okay in there? Judy, okay? Oh, this one, okay. Can you hear me, Colin? And so you take the little part which meets the triangle there and you tie it all the way down and take the big part onto your hand and you can discard the square one. So keep the one which is straight, like a straight line. Oh no, I think you're tying the other way around. Oh no, I think you're correct, yeah. Yeah, maybe after the service you can get another one and do it, try it. Yeah? So we got this one now. It's just a reminder that Jesus died for you. Okay? So you just now unfold it slowly. Don't look at mine, look at yours. Got it, you got it, yeah? Praise the Lord. So a bit of activity if I had made you sleep. Colin and Pat and Mormon. Oh, Colin, that's awesome. I hope you give one to Chris as well. Pat and Mormon, probably you'll do after the service one more. All right. That's great. So thank you so much for taking part on that. Mila, thanks for doing that touch and Tamsin. Yeah, we're going to sing. Oh yeah, Tamsin, are they going, children going anywhere or this? Okay. We'll sing and they, after the offering, after the birthdays, then they can go. Right, we're going to sing another amazing song, a hymn called Hide Me Now. You know, there are lots of situations God hides you. Sometimes you wonder, where was I? So much of things you saved me. I was protected. God hides you. So let's sing. If you're able, stand and sing this beautiful hymn. You take the offerings. If you're a visitor and if you're not prepared, don't worry at all. It's just for the work of the church. We just pass the baskets around. If you want to contribute, that's fine. Otherwise, just let the basket pass by. I'm not sure if anybody's there. Tamsin, you don't mind, please? Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Charlie. Thank you. Father. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, Everything what we have is yours. And thank you so much for giving us this blessing, Lord, to share blessings with your kingdom. Help us to share also the blessings with our dear brothers and sisters who are less fortunate, who don't have, Lord, that they'll know the love of Christ. Blessed our dear brothers and sisters who had given us today, and the ones who are unable to give, and the ones who are giving in different other ways, Lord. Bless them so richly that they will totally depend on you, who is the source of everything. With love and thankfulness, we ask this from in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. Amen. Thank you. Samson, do you know where for birthdays we hold that scripture box? Is it here? Or the little scriptures? Others don't worry. Yeah. Right. We have a few birthdays. So usually we sing happy birthday, even if it's during the week. It doesn't need to fall on today itself. So we celebrate as a family. And probably we have to sing because they have brought cakes. So... Ruhama's birthday was yesterday, Mama. Yeah, and Bhagya's was on the 28th. She narrowly escaped being on the 29th, otherwise she would have been every 4 years. So, let's sing happy birthday for them, yeah? Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Ruhama, happy birthday to you. We're glad God made you. We're glad God made you. We're so glad God made you. Happy birthday to you. How great the chasm and living hope. Our music team will help us. If you're able, let's stand and sing.
Thank you.
Please be seated. By the way, I cannot take credit to the lovely songs the music group selected that. I'm really pleased, and the Lord is pleased as well. So let's listen to the Word of God. Will be read to us by Akila and David from the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Good morning, church. The first reading is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. So 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10, if you're using the church Bible, it is page 404. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the Lord of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, okay.
Our second reading comes from the New Testament part of the Bible. The reading is from John chapter 14, verse 11, and is in the middle of a conversation Jesus is having with Philip. "Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." May the Lord bless this reading to us.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, David. You may ask anything. Who has ever told you that? Isn't that amazing? But today we're going to look at the Old Testament reading, which is 1 Chronicles 4, 9 to 9 and 10. And Jabez, when I was in the church office this morning when trying to figure out these papers for your activity, David said, "You got an interesting Old Testament reading." I said, "Yes." And I didn't know why. It's the Lord. This name appears suddenly with all the descendants of Judah in Chronicles. Have you read the two books, Chronicles? I hope you are, and I hope you'd have had a look. Not very interesting, though. Full of clans and the amazing names, and there are lots of generations. But it's interesting, the writer stops right there, chapter 4, 9 and 10, and we heard today's reading, he gives a sketch of this remarkable man, Jabez. Just two verses stand out, then he disappears, and apart from this, I don't know, I haven't seen, we don't hear him anywhere else in the Bible. Then why did Chami choose to talk about him this beautiful Sunday morning? We need to ask that question from the Lord, because he's the one who showed me, and I thought, okay, Lord, you tell me what to talk to them. So the Lord is talking to us. He wanted me to share this with you. Also, I trust the Lord may have felt that we are trying to settle for an average and be happy with what we got. This is good. But then here comes the Lord says, we need to be high above the average. Therefore, he has named the talk this morning, being above average. Let's look at the precious word of God. The verse starts with saying Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. So from that we know, yeah, he would have had some brothers. This shows that he stood out from the crowd and for the right reasons. Sounds he was successful, but how? The verse goes on to say that his mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." The Bible scholars, Bible doesn't say that, Bible scholars assume that Jabez was a handicap. But we don't know. Yet, there should be a reason why his mother gave birth to him in pain. Well, we are not going there because the crux of the matter is not that he was a handicap or the reason his mother suffered. But the point is that he did not sit in a corner and kept complaining about the difficulties or try to blame someone else. But he went straight to the right person. Who was it? The God of Israel. Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, Elohim, Yahweh, the great I am, whatever the name you call him, he's the Almighty and all-powerful living God, who's also here in the person of the Holy Spirit. And there were three secrets for Jabez's success. We'll briefly have a look at them now. Jabez had a great ambition. If you look at the word and ask the Lord to speak to you, you would see Jabez wanted to do great things for God and wanted God to do great things through him. He had a growing faith. He was a genuine prayer warrior. Why do we think that he had a great ambition? One thing for sure is that he did not confuse fear with humility. It's not a demonstration of any fear just because we are humble. Being humble is not a weakness. It's actually an amazing strength in you. Yes, we get afraid sometimes because we are human. But the fear disappears when we feel the presence of the Lord. Because the Lord Jesus himself, he said, the true love, where 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out fear. Then Jabez did not confuse laziness with contentment. Oh yeah, I'm happy the way I am, the way I was born. I can live with this. I'm content. No, he wanted to go beyond his abilities so that the power of God would be demonstrated. Never try to settle just for a glass of water when the Lord has given you a sea. Explore it. We all, like most of us, certainly me, would like to retire and give life a break, thinking, oh yeah, I've done enough. You know, I just believe when I say that the day will come where we meet the Lord face to face, we all would regret, Lord, oh, I should have done a bit more. A bit more. More of what, really? Earn more money? Earn more fame that people will recognize you? No. More to build the kingdom of God. Secondly, Jabez not only had great ambition, he had a growing faith that God would do something about his situation. The 18th century great Baptist missionary, I think our church is also named after him, Reverend William Carey, once said, attempt great things for God, also expect great things from God. Jabez did not have any specific talent. On the contrary, he was less able. If you and me are in the same predicament, if you think, oh, I don't think I am that talented, then thank God. Because when God lifts you up to the highest point, it demonstrates his supernatural power. Jabez refused to allow his less able nature to hold him back. We also should take the word impossible out of our vocabulary and replace it with God's word in Mark 9:23, which says, everything is possible for the one who believes. Actually, at this point, if you remember about the boy who was evil possessed, who Jesus healed, his father said to Jesus, it's a remarkable question, his father says, if you can. Sometimes we also tell the Lord, isn't it? Lord, if you can, you know, if you're willing. I'm sure Jesus was not very happy because he asked the same question back. saying, if you can, then Jesus said, everything is possible for the one who believes. Jesus confirmed that everything is possible with God. I'm sure all of us would have gone through some situation that it was impossible, but God made it happen. And you wonder, wow, how come that happened? You should not be surprised. Jabez prayed to God, and God granted him what he requested. Why? Because he prayed genuinely, honestly, openly. You don't need to hide anything from God. I have gone to God and said, Lord, you know, I don't like that person. You're asking me to love people. Be open with the Lord. And he'll take matters into his hand. He settles it. Jabez prayed for the right things and to the right God. Men and women of prayer are noteworthy. Do you know that? The little few words you utter, it's been noted. God honors them and heaven takes note of them. Even the evil one takes note of them. You know why? Evil flees when he sees the weakest Christian on his knees, on her knees. Jabez cried out to the Lord saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. What a thing to ask. Never think that asking things for yourself is selfish. Because God is a loving Father. If you don't ask him, who else would you go and ask for things for you? James 4:2 says, you don't have because you do not ask God. How sad, isn't it? For the people who always expect compassion, thinking they don't have compassion from people, from other, I don't know, organizations, but not ask God yet. Give it a try. Sometimes our prayers are so high that I think divides our relationship with the Lord. Lord, bless the universe. Or bless this world. Lord, bless the people. And if the Lord asks you, bless with what, my child? Be specific with the Lord. He loves that. Don't be afraid to be specific. Tell God what you want specifically. Or what you want someone else to have. That's fine. Go to God if you're going for a business planning meeting. Take facts with you. And the things you can do and the things you cannot do. Lord, you know what? This is my plan. I'm going to do. What do you think about this? Beyond this, it's impossible for me. Can you do that for me? Have that relationship. He's our Father. In Jeremiah 33:3 says, God says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Spend time with the Lord. This is what he's going to do. No one else would even know, but the Lord will reveal it to you in secret. He has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Don't be guilty when you're enjoying life. It's God's wish. God said, my children will never beg for bread. That's big, his love. He gave his life to you. What else will he withhold from you? Our Lord Jesus ensured this personal relationship with the Lord in the model prayer, what he taught us. He taught us, give us this day our daily bread. It's very specific. Give us today our daily bread. You want to eat, Lord. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Is God's power at work within you? You got it. Jabez prayed for God's presence, for God's protection in his life. Jabez prayed saying, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. We don't know what happened, but the word of God says, and God granted his request. I'm sure he would have got his territory expanded as well. This is the assurance what I want to end with. And God granted him what he requested. God is listening to your prayers today, your little secret prayers. and he's going to grant you because you're asking in the name of Jesus. We just heard the scripture, Jesus saying, ask anything in my name. He didn't draw a line and say, guys, only ask for these good things, only ask for the things you need. No, because scripture says God gives the desires of your heart. Sometimes we don't even need them. I've got so much that desires, I can carry on without them, but I love to have them. God, I want to have this. What an assurance. What a blessing. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. It's an amazing confidence we all have. And if it's God's will to bless you, take this really seriously. If it's God's will to bless you, enlarge your territory, enlarge your vision, and to keep you from the evil one, and to continue to keep His hand upon you and your family, who can stop that? He's the Almighty God. No one. God says, the doors I open, my children, no one can shut. This is the confidence we have in approaching the Almighty God. He loves you. And that's what He's just telling you through me. May the good Lord continue to bless you with His peace, joy, His ever presence, now and forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right, we're going to sing another beautiful hymn, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Let's renew our trust in Jesus while singing that. If you're able, you may stand and let's sing it together. We're going to have a time of prayer, and it's you and the Lord, so shoot your prayer stream. This is an amazing time. You might not even get this time in under your own roof. So let's bow our heads in prayer and talk to our Father in heaven. Our precious Heavenly Father, with so much of love and gratitude, we come to you, Lord. We know that every word is heard from you. And you're a God who's willing to answer prayers, Lord, who's willing to give, who's willing to call us nearer and nearer to you. Loving Father, bless all these brothers and sisters gathered here, and the ones who could not make it, Lord. Bless this dear world you've created for us. When we enjoy your amazing blessings, we know there are lots of people, millions suffering, Lord, without food, water, shelter. It's all because of the errors we have made, Lord. Not accepting your grace and mercy, but we've tried to do the things what you have asked us not to do. We are so sorry, Lord. So we come to you with repentance. We repent individually, we repent as a family of church, and repent as a nation. We are so sorry. Lord, thank you for your blessings. And thank you for our brothers and sisters who had asked for prayers, Lord. Bless them, loving Father, irrespective of the distance they are in. Touch them right now. Let them know that somebody is praying for them. Also the secret prayers, what we would utter right now. The people who we think of, we picture in our head, bless them, loving Father. Even our words would not come out of our mouth. You know it. You know our needs. Lord, we remember our dear brothers and sisters who had asked for prayer, Lord. So we name them now, that your hand will be upon them, and they will really feel your presence, your power coming upon them. Lord, we pray for Pat and Norman, Marlo, Pauline and David Barham, Graham Tompkins and family, Anne and Tony Upton and family, Colin and Chris, with thanks for his healing, Lord, Colin's healing, Jeffel and Gwyneth Richards, Aileen Huggard, Alan and Christine Phillips and family, Hillary and Anthony Donovan, Margaret Darling, Prince and Prisca, Amy, their newborn son, Trevor and Janice Brecker, Fran Vickery, Sister Chrissy, Andrew Brown and family, Norma Richards and family, and Ken Gardner and family, Paul Harris and family. We ask for your amazing blessings upon them, even the ones who did not say the names, Lord, you know who they are. But our humble request is that you bless them, be with them, which are amazing, the peace and joy that the world can never offer and the world can never take it from us. Loving Father, we ask this from you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. Amen. Right, we are going to sing another last hymn. We're going to end with an amazing song. My hope is built on nothing else. You hope, you build your hope in Jesus Christ, you will never be disappointed. Let's stand if you're able and sing this beautiful.
Thank you.
before the blessing, so we keep standing for the blessing. I just want to remind you, so we'll get tea and coffees and cakes, of course. Don't run soon after the service. Please hang around at least for 5 minutes. I told you, you are a friendly bunch, and talk to any of you, any of us. And if you're a visitor, thanks for coming. And also the scripture says the tongue has the power of life and death. So why don't you use it to give life? So we're going to say the blessings together and the grace together to each and everyone. Let's say it together. Now may the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.